I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, September 16th, 2013 to order and call Ms. Sue Clayton to lead us in a word of prayer.
Again, Father, how thankful we are for this day. We thank you for the beauty of this day and the gift of rain that you are giving us. Again, Father, we ask that you be with this meeting today. I ask, Father, that you continue to bless our commissioners with wisdom. I ask, Father, that you would help that all that is said and done is according to your will. And we ask these things in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. Gentlemen, do any of you have remarks for this morning's meeting? Just a quick comment of a technical sort. It was pointed out to me by someone that we might consider approving the agenda or setting the agenda of a morning. I don't know that that's necessary, but it's something for us to think about. Accounts payable.
Approval accounts payable. Motion to approve accounts payable 3367.00 to 3367.85 and warrants 5838 through 5840. And a transfer from GCR to journal entry for posting.
Okay, it's a transfer to GCR from 911.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable checks number 336700 through 336785, warrants number 5838, 39, and 40, and two transfers as presented. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Creek Recreation Area. I ask for this to be placed on the agenda because we received a letter from the Corps of Engineers out of Little Rock, Arkansas, which states that the Army Corps of Engineers at Table Rock Lake is faced with a backlog of operations and maintenance items coupled with a continually decreasing budget. Therefore, Little Rock District is forced to seek other means to continue providing the public with the recreational services they've come to expect. In light of the above, instead of closing parks or reducing services at parks at Table Rock Lake, we've decided to offer to lease Long Creek Recreation Area. In accordance with regulations, we're giving priority in leasing to Native American tribes, other federal agencies, state and local governments. And then it goes on to tell us if we have an interest to contact them. I don't know what you all's thinking is, but I think that certainly we should contact them and see exactly what the different opportunities are, different options are, and take a look at that. What do you gentlemen think about this?
I think I agree with you totally. See what their proposals are. I know that with our other parks that have anything to do with the core, that there are certain restrictions, certain things they want as far as revenue. So if they're in a desperate situation financially to keep these parks open, I think that it's the public interest to keep them open. I would be interested. I think that Mr. Presley takes care of the Table Rock side, whereas we have the other gentleman that I'm familiar with, John Heiser and Mark Case, and those guys on the Little Shoals side. Brandon, do you want to take this by the horns and see if we can't move forward and seeing what their options are?
Well, this letter came from, I don't know the exact title, but it's the person that handles, I guess, real estate contracts, Mr. Balch, who I'm not familiar with, but I think it would be wise for us to tell them that we're interested in just to seek more information, perhaps have a conversation with the person that they've directed us to. Because if there's not interest from the federal government, the native tribes that they've referred to, it's quite possible that they would consider closing that, and I'd hate to see that happen.
Yeah, before we do anything, we just need to call them and find out. I was supposed to call this lady here listed, discuss a lease, answer any questions, provide information on existing facilities. So, I mean, you know, if it gets into where we got to weigh it out, we won't know until we contact her.
Would it be all right with you two if I contact them and ask what they're talking about, options, and whether or not we should pursue it, or do one of you like to do that?
I'm fine with either one of you.
Okay.
Go for it.
We all know that once those parks are closed, what a difficult time we had with getting KDOT Park and others reopened. I mean, it's, as they say, it's a 7-year decision for them, so.
I will make that call. Biosolids County Representative. I don't have a sheet on that here. But currently, here we go. Currently, we have appointed Brandon in that position. It's been brought to my attention that it would be a good thing if we also appointed an alternate, if you're at another meeting or something comes up where you can't attend. My suggestion is Mr. Suti, that's here in the room with us, to that position of alternate. Then again, when you're unable to be there, he would be able to, and they wouldn't have any concerns then, hopefully, about having a quorum.
That would do you need that in the form of a motion?
Yes. Remind me what the title of the group is that's working together on the biosolids project.
The group's name is the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Coalition. And what they had requested, if the commission should choose to do so, is the naming of an alternate to serve in the capacity you just explained, and all they need is a copy of the approved minutes, which I could submit to Loretta Bishop. She's the secretary for the coalition.
There's also a procedure to go through, I think, for voting on an alternate, and so we would have to abide by whatever they have set up on the voting for the alternate to have a position.
I think what they've suggested is that if we make a motion and second it at this meeting, they will accept that as complying with what they need.
Yes. That's the way they explained it to me.
Okay. They've changed their rulings then, because we had to, when Scott worked with me, they had to have a form sent in, and mm-hmm. we had to vote on it and sign it and send it back to them. But I'm willing to make that motion on.
Yeah, that's as you're explaining it, Commissioner Strahan, that's how it's detailed on page 6, and I discussed that with them, and they basically responded that just a copy of the minutes would suffice in the case of the alternate. So.
Well, I suggest that we move forward with the motion. If we approve the motion and they want something additional, then we can comply with that as well. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And your motion is to appoint?
John Suti to Battle Solid's alternate position.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to name John Suti as an alternate to the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Partnership. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you,
sir. Custodian of records, public service requests. This request, too, for us to discuss this particular issue was my request. And the request is based upon the policy that this county commission, not this county commission, the immediate preceding county commission, passed two things should be updated so that the three signatures are of the three county commissioners that are currently sitting. And number two, there are a couple of statements within the policy itself which require, at least as far as we can require by a policy that's been approved by this commission, that each office and each departmental head will abide by what is provided within the policy, which is pursuant to section 610.028.2. I think that we need to make it a little less stringent. For example, I don't believe that someone coming into the office of the county commission asking for a copy of the agenda for the day's meeting should be required to fill out a PSR request. I don't believe that an individual walking to a public office that just wants something that's really simple to provide should have to go through the process of filling out a PSR request and the time that may or may not be involved in fulfilling that request. Again, if it's something that is simple to provide, I think we need to give some latitude to the different departments within the courthouse to make a commonsensical decision based upon, gosh, this is one sheet of paper, or this is two sheets of paper, and all I have to do is make a copy of it and provide it. After all, I believe, at least in part, that's why we're here as elected officials, is to accommodate the public, and that it is in our best interest and the public's best interest for us to provide that information that they're seeking. Now, obviously, the intent, at least from my opinion, is when we put this together, and my signature is upon it, we were really looking at and targeting If someone comes in with a laborious request that's going to take days, attorneys, it's going to take a lot of time of an elected official or department head, that, in fact, we need to establish some guidelines so that that individual could pay for that service that was being provided. If we have to do 2 days of research, that's not exactly a reasonable request where somebody walks in off the street and wants one copy of something. Now, I'm not referring to a legal issue wherein there are legal documents that we can't provide. We would let them know at the time. Again, my reasoning for bringing this up, I think that we need to take a look at the verbiage that's in here and maybe change one or two or three words again so that the public can be better served. And if there are elected officials that have different comments about that within the courthouse that want to share those, we welcome those comments. If you all have something you want to say here today, I see that there are three sitting here. We would be delighted to accept those comments. Or if any member of the public wishes to address this, that would be fine. Again, I wasn't looking for a long debate about it, just that I really think we need to take it and reassess what we have. To go to policy, basically drafted by council, but I think we can do a better job if it were less stringent. Obviously, we have to comply with every section of the Sunshine Law. We will do that. But again, we can use some common sense in the different offices in delivering information that the public wants, I believe. Your thoughts, guys?
I'm in agreement with that. The purpose of this policy in the first place was a request that consumed a tremendous amount of the clerk's time. It also, different departments that had the information had a considerable amount of time, so we implemented this policy to try to put a stop to one or two individuals that were requesting large, several copies of different things. So I think that anytime someone comes in and it can be the push button of a computer and a copy of a whatever they're requesting, then there should be no charge to be of service to the people.
Let me add that this comment and this discussion is not aimed at any department, any individual. We merely, or at least it was my suggestion, we merely need to take a look at this and perhaps rewrite it, certainly update it. Are you all wishing to speak to this issue?
I do.
Go right ahead.
It would be
Donna.
This is Donna Neely. I'm a county clerk, and it is my office that handles all of the requests for information of the commission, since we're required by law to keep a copy of all things that the commission has made a decision on or will make a decision on. So in the past, that's why all those documents have run through my office. It would be so much easier for me that if I have a document that is on the computer, that we just email it. But if we have to go and look for the document, then comes the charges for time for us to go locate it. But if it's something that's already on the computer, it's a matter of emailing it. That would relieve a lot of stress on my office, especially documentation. Right now, and I will tell you that Pat Keck, our county's attorney, has advised me to keep track of every document that we send out, and in some cases make copies of those documents so we know this individual requested this document. And a lot of that has to do with the various lawsuits that the county has been involved in the past. So I am fine with loosening that up because I would love to be able to email stuff instead of. It takes more time for me to have to fill out a piece of paper, enter it into a program, and then file a copy of that than it does for me to just shoot an email out. So that would save a lot of time for my office. Of course, then you have the flip side of that. If you go, well, did you give a copy of something to such and such person? I'm not going to remember, and I'm not going to have it documented. So I certainly don't want that to come back on my office at a later date. The other thing is, if we do give out information to the media, which I would love to do that, I would love to just shoot an email out to all of the media, say, this is, I had a request, this is what I got, here you go. Everybody gets it, everybody's on the same page, but then I don't want to have any repercussions later on, any comments made later on about releasing public information.
Help me with why you would send to the media a request that an individual comes in for a school record or...
I wouldn't, but if the media asked for something, I would be able to release it without charging
them. To treat them the same way. Okay,
I understand. Yeah, I want to treat the media all the same way. If one person asks for it, just if they all ask for it, it's like that and gone. And I don't, because I am asked for documents all the time. I'm asked for copies of somebody's budget or somebody's expenditures or somebody's credit card. I get those kind of, and sometimes they do feel kind of personal. Like somebody's personal, it's not a personal credit card, it's a county credit card, but it can feel invasive to that individual. So I just don't want to have any repercussions. I'm just following the request of the public and the media. So, but it would certainly make it a lot easier on my office not to have to keep track of all that. But if an individual does ask for information where we have to go digging through files to get for it, I do think we should be charging for that time. That is time taking us away from other duties.
Josh?
Yeah, Josh Smith. Don, I'm okay with that, certainly. I guess Ron is aware of the situation that arose last week when I had requested some stuff from the 911 administration office as it relates to having it emailed. It wasn't supposed to take but 30 minutes, and then I get made aware of a situation where a PSR has to be filled out, even though the individual in that office was just going to simply email it to me at no cost, and it became this big situation as to who was in control of the records, and does a PSR need to be filled out, and does an email suffice for a PSR, and all this stuff, and back and forth. And my concern is that I expressed to Ron last week is that let's make it simple. If it can be emailed, email it. Don't charge the public. Don't make them fill out a PSR request for something that is very basic, very simple. I understand research time if you have to go research something, or if somebody requests copies and it's 10 cents a copy. I have no problem with that. But my concern is having a simple system that each office understands. If the records are in that office, then that office handles it. And if it can be emailed, let's email it, get it to the public at the cheapest rate possible that they request. And that way that the public has the records they want. It's that simple.
Anybody else have any comments regarding this particular issue? What I would suggest is that we, each of us, take a copy of what you have in hand, Brandon.
You going to charge me 10 cents for it?
No, I'm not. Let me rethink that.
Just email it to me then.
And make some, or gets, bring some more thoughts in from others, and let's draft something that will hopefully be a little more workable, that will be better for the county and will be better for the public as well. And then we'll bring it back and discuss it as a document to be approved by the current county commission. Do you two have any other comments? No?
Thank you, Ron.
Danny, Brandon, anything else?
Well, we could do this as quick as possible. I see we have on Thursday, we have our personnel policy, which is another thing, but we could put policies out decided and visit about this and maybe change a little language in it and take care of the situation sooner rather than later.
The only thing I would ask for is some direction so that if there is a question, we don't have any questions. It's pretty finite on what the process is you want.
Of course,
there's always going to be a question.
why don't you reduce for writing any changes that you think we need to make, and then on Thursday we'll schedule us, if that's all right with all three of us, as one item for discussion, and we can just have a general powwow with whomever wants to talk, and we'll work on it also between now and then a little bit, and run by council. We put
you might want to consider bids also. We get a lot of requests for copies of bids, and those can be pretty lengthy. Maybe if we have a policy wherein the purchasing office scans in one copy of each of the a bid from each one of the companies, that's a record that can be then emailed.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, in some of these bids where you get 50 or 60 pages, it's but you're right. We need to talk about that as well.
It would be good record keeping too. You wouldn't have to. It'd be easy to organize an index. Just a thought.
I think we just need to have whomever it is that's interested call Mr. Erickson and have him read each bid to the. Oh, he's sitting back there. I'm we will schedule it for Thursday then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both. MAC board member selection. Each year we're required as a county commission to select an individual who will serve on the MAC board. Currently that individual is Dan Strahan. Any of the three of us may serve. I would wish that you not consider me for this position because by virtue of my NACO position, I automatically sit on the MAC board.
Ron is that. I think that Brandon and I already voted on this earlier. I had to look back through the minutes, but I'm not sure about that discussion. I know I've been going to those meetings since the first of the year. I think it probably took place maybe in your absence to a NACO meeting around the first of the year or something like that. Or am I thinking right, Brandon?
I said, well, I know we did that. I don't know when that's up.
Yeah. It's still for a year, and
yeah, it's annual.
We can discuss this if we want to vote on it now for 2014.
Actually, you can vote on your 29th district this year, and you also need to elect a delegate, one of you to be a delegate to the evening, the one-day event.
29th district, is Taney County considered the 29th district?
Yes. So we need a delegate from the commission for that. We also need one member of the commission to be for the one-night event, and then the other two commissioners will go on the ballot when I elect all 10, when we elect all 10 members.
Here's, as I sent to you an email. We're not going to have 10 people that are 10, so I don't see that that's going to be an issue. One of you want to serve as a delegate at the MAC board meeting. This, I believe that anybody that goes is going to be able to serve, but do you want the MAC board? If you already have it, regardless, we can vote again for whatever upcoming time frame.
It's fine with me. And
recertify?
Yes, if next year or whenever we decide that if we want to alternate and Brandon wants to do that, that's fine with me. I would like to continue throughout the year, whatever we're looking at here on time frame.
You can wait until December to talk about this again then?
We could, yeah. We could wait. Is that when it takes place?
Well, we usually do it each year, but it's coming up now, so you can do it now for 2013. Vote to continue whichever individual of the commission votes for this year, and then next year we do the same thing.
Donna, do we have our 2013 MAC board delegate? That's what Brandon's saying. If we do, his suggestion is we wait till December to vote for 2014.
You can do that. I still need an election. I still need to know who it is so that the other two I can put on the other ballot.
You're talking about four delegates. I'm talking about board member.
Oh,
We can wait, certainly, till the December time to talk about next year for the board position. For delegate, one of you want to serve as a delegate via election. And then to satisfy what Donna wants us to do.
Does that come up in October? Is that the October,
it's in October
meeting?
Yeah.
That's the one that we're all at, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. And there have been times when we've had more than 10 people who wanted to be delegates.
Right,
so
but it's been a number of years. Would you like to serve as a delegate? And that's fine with me at the meeting. Be so named today. Yes, no?
It's during a meeting that we're already at.
Yes.
It's a meeting we're already at. It's just who it is that's able to vote on the different propositions that are in front of the floor.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So you have a member who's a representative of the commission, then the other two become members of all the remaining elected officials.
Nominate Brandon.
I nominate Brandon Williams to be the MAC delegate.
Is there any other nominations? I move that nomination cease. All in favor of Brandon, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Brandon will be the delegate for the MAC annual conference. We will bring up the MAC board member again this coming December for 2014. May I offer you all, will you be conducting the election for other elected officials? Thank you. Because we are a first-class county, Taney County is, by MAC bylaws, granted two board members, one to be elected by the county commission, the other to be elected by the other elected officials. Prior to us becoming a first-class county, so back in the time when I was county clerk, we were part of the senatorial district. So you ran by senatorial district for that one board position. And so it might be held by a member from Taney County, it might be held by a member from Berry County, Stone County, etc. But that has changed since we became first class. Thank you, gentlemen. Disaster declaration briefing announcement. Mr. Burnt, would you like to join us, please?
Sure.
Thank you, Donna. Would you fill us in on exactly what this is, what will be expected of us, what we're going to do, et cetera?
Yes. We did receive a federal declaration for the disaster that happened, the flooding in Hollister in August. For public assistance. And the initial meeting, they call it the declaration briefing. It is really anybody that wants to participate in it's mandatory to attend, and it's primarily explaining the paperwork process and how the reports to be filed and those kind of things. That's really what's important. For this meeting. And this meeting, again, it's just for public assistance. So we had sent out emails to everybody that we believe was affected or potentially affected by that, particularly the county and the city of Hollister. But we also notified other municipalities like Forsyth, Rockaway, Merriam Woods, in case they had any damage from that during that disaster. We will have this meeting is scheduled this Friday here in this room from 8 till noon. It normally doesn't last quite that long, but it is scheduled from 8 till noon, and it is for Taney and Ozark counties. So people from Ozark County have to travel over here to be here. This is their only opportunity to be at the meeting. So we, and then obviously people from Branson or Hollister, they would have to move. Come over here also.
But you said it was for the public?
No. Well, yes. It is for public assistance. Public assistance refers to public infrastructure. not individual. It's referred to either public assistance or individual assistance. And this is for public assistance, meaning for public infrastructure that got damaged during the disaster. So it is not for individuals.
Yeah, you know, that's the reason that I wanted to bring that up, because if individuals come to talk about damage to their property, this is not the time to do that. It's for damage to county roads, city roads,
yes,
so forth.
Most certainly, that is correct. Obviously, if an individual would want to come, then they could come, but there's really nobody going to be here that they would have any benefit to speaking to, because the people that come from the state and from the feds, they're going to be here. They're really not versed in individual assistance. Now, in regards to individual assistance, I know our local media is reporting that it was denied. I checked again this morning, and officially the state's position is it is under review. So I'm not totally clear what that means. The best thing I can think is maybe it is denied and the state is appealing it. That's why the state keeps telling us it's still under review. But it's been now a while since we got the public assistance, and I have not heard anything on individual, and that is probably not good news.
Well, still, for the public's edification, this county, City of Hollister, and others are still pursuing that designation.
That is correct. It is not dead. I mean, it's not 100%. It's not looking good right now, but there's lots of people trying to get this still declared for individual assistance also. You're absolutely correct. And I don't know what I'm about to say, if it's going to help the individuals feel any better, but particularly the damage that Hollister received, it was pretty substantial. I mean, it will in the long run help the individuals in Hollister too, just because Hollister could be able to fix all the roads and sewer lines and all the damage that occurred. I mean, there is a true, there's still, it helps the public. But like you said, we're still working on it. We're still trying to get individual assistance, and hopefully we'll get it. But this meeting, this Friday, is for public assistance, meaning public infrastructure. And from all the public agencies, the people that need to be there is obviously people that understand about a disaster, being like the emergency manager kind of people, and financial people that keep track of when reporting is due, what kind of paperwork needs to be submitted, those kind of things. Those the people need to be here this Friday.
Randy, are you intending to? You are going to be there at that meeting. Thank you.
The individual assistance, as you said, you would think that they would announce it at the same time as they were going to do the public assistance. But is there anything that this county commission can do through a letter or anything like that that we might be able to send on to the proper authorities to help in the individual assistance, because we have received a tremendous amount of phone calls of people that said during this water flooding event that it washed their yards out. They had to come in and do a lot of maintenance. It washed a lot of fences completely out, things like that. And that's the number one calls that we get, because they know that they contact the City of Hollister or they contact the road and bridge about any county road. But there's a tremendous amount of fencing, lawns, yards, driveways, and things like that. So, I mean, I know the attachment to Waynesville's problems, other cities. Is that the way this came into effect? So I would like to know, and if there's something to be wrote up that we could send in and you could assist in that, I would much appreciate it.
Okay.
If there's some letter that the county commission could send off.
Right. But, you know, the individual assistance is really more geared toward personal belongings, to some degree vehicles, fencing in yards. even if you get individual assistance, I doubt that there'll be any help there. And then if you're talking about fencing more in regards to agriculture, then that would go through USDA, and there potentially could be some. But there, independently really of individual assistance, there potentially could be some assistance through USDA for agriculture. So that's, the agriculture will be a little bit a separate part of it. Individual assistance is truly for housing, furnishings. That's the primary focus, really. And I am really surprised as widespread as the damage was or is in Waynesville that this didn't happen, because, yes, we are grouped together with Waynesville and some of these other areas that got affected during that flooding, Pulaski County, that whole area.
And we have. We did not draft a letter, but we've been in contact via telephone with the different agencies. We're pursuing it on behalf of the public. I know that Rick has been involved in that same effort.
Yes.
And we're pushing what we believe are the correct buttons, but we haven't got the response that, at least yet, that we've hoped for.
I have the feeling you are, because otherwise it may have been denied by now. That's a simple fact that it's still people working on it. And I would say, if anything, make more phone calls and just remind them it's not over. And it's still hurting the people here. And that potentially will help.
Well, I reminded our executive office that they offered anything that they could do via phone call. And
this is something
I said, let me tell you what you can do.
Yeah.
There's something that I'd like to bring up about that also. As you talked about the USDA and helping on the agricultural part, as we faced that tornado last time and we had assistance from, you know, all the work that the county could do and different things that came forward. But then we looked at the people that are out in the communities that live in the communities and suffered a tremendous amount of damage through some farmer that's sitting out here and it wipes out his entire fence row, and he's out here running his cattle around trying to corral them, or even has a loss of cattle through the flooding or the tornadoes or livestock, I should say, of any kind. There's really no assistance for them, and I would like to see, maybe that's a legislative question to bring forward or to have this county commission participate in something that would help the citizens, the rural citizens of this area. Doesn't mean you have to live in a populated area to get help,
right?
But the rural areas sometimes are greatly affected with no opportunity of any assistance whatsoever. So,
yeah.
Other comments, gentlemen? Chris, any other comments from you?
No.
Thank you very much for.
Thank you.
This announcement and discussion. Appreciate it. It's my intent, unless something else deters me, to be at that meeting on Friday.
But. Okay, that'd be great.
Boards and commissions. Gentlemen, we have two or three positions that are on existing boards that we need to take a look at. One is the Branson Township Planning and Zoning. I've just handed down a list of individuals that are in the Branson Township, excluding those that live in the incorporated areas of the city of Branson. We need to find an individual that we can place on that board. That board is lacking. I also put this on here so that we will, in fact, take a look at what our other county boards are, what positions may or may not be available out there. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. But this one, I'm hopeful that each of us can go through that list and come up with a name or two. As a reminder, also, for a new committee or commission that we talked about earlier in the year to appoint would be a finance committee for the county to help us work on a budget for the future, a 3 to 5 year plan. I need your suggested names on who we might put on that, and I'm hopeful to do that ASAP, so please be thinking on that. And unless there's reason that we shouldn't do that, then we'll move forward on that. I will come up with a list of positions that are outstanding or need to be reconsidered, and we'll bring them back up and we can discuss those individually on those boards. Do either of you have any comments about that?
The resignations that we've had from one or two boards would be the refilling of that position until the first of the year on some of those, because we changed everything at one point to the first of the year designation for us to make all new appointments for those years that are due at that time. So whoever would fill the P&Z board would be filling that up to a certain period of time.
Other comments? Next order of business is a road and bridge work session. Mr. Hayes, would you join us?
Yes, I have a 5 minute recess.
Oh, as he's coming forward, let us stand in recess for 5 minutes and then we'll begin the discussion with Mr. Hayes.